This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Will they be the mark of cool or the mark of doofus? It's Google Glass, the wearable computer screen that sits on your brow. It lets you check the web, get text messages. It's raising privacy issues since it's a secret camera. Developers and a select group of early adopters have it, but soon it'll be available to the wider public. And as Marketplace's Queenie Kim reports, there could be trouble.
Google Glass isn't out yet, but the backlash is already spreading. Saturday Night Live mocked the wearable computer on a recent show, and blogs like Jesus Christ Silicon Valley and White Men Wearing Google Glass are making the rounds. Jeff Nunberg is a professor at UC Berkeley's School of Information.
Some people are calling the people who wear them glasshole.
And what does that term mean?
Well, glasshole is a rather rude way of what we could say is the idea that these people are walking around, present physically, but mentally and spiritually elsewhere.
Trip Chowdhury is an analyst at Global Equities Research. He says this attitude is making his fellow analysts nervous about Google Glass's commercial viability. But Chowdhury says we're all missing the point.
What Google is doing with Google Glasses is they are seeding the innovation seeds in a completely new space.
Chowdhury says Google Glass could very well fail, but the effort is already sparking a market for wearable computers, and it'll probably lead to technological advances that can be monetized later. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.